Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you give this bloke the Flirt Divert number?
Hiya, is that James? I wondered if we could do that again sometime. Last night was really good. You made my Valentine's Day. Thanks, call me soon.
Does he say, call me Susan, at the end?
Thanks, call me soon.
Call me... So he wants James to call him Susan?
Thanks, call me soon.
No, Laura's not here at the moment, she's gone to do something, but she calls me Susan all the time, and I don't actually know why. She'll call me, like, in the morning going, hi Susan, it's Laura here, and I've never even asked why that is. So, I don't. Maybe she can come down and tell me.
Thanks, call me soon.
Okay, your name is Susan. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Molly. I'm in Farnham. I'm locked outside my house and I really need the loo.
Oh, Molly. Oh, you sound in actual distress.
I am.
How long have you been there?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that long.
No, but I got home from school and it's the last day of term, half term now.
Oh. What can I do to make it better?
Can you sing me a good song?
Yeah, I can do that. I've got loads of good songs, I have. Right, who's the next person due back in the house?
My mum, my brother, not sure.
Also, like, I know when you need a wee and it's really cold, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my cats are now mocking me.
Well, they're probably not.
Well, they keep coming inside the house and outside, and now peeing.
Well, because they can.
Yeah.
My cats are mocking me.
I thought you meant that the cats were at the window going,
ah, you can't get in. The cats don't really do that.
I got locked out of my house once when I was doing some gardening in the back. Check me out, I'm so cool. I was doing gardening, took some of the rubbish out the front and the front door closed and I just had really short shorts and wellies on. Think about it.
Was that it?
Yes.
And really? I had to go knock on... What, no top?
No, I had a vest on.
Oh, well, that makes it really boring.
Yeah, just in my bra.
Molly's not interested. This doesn't help Molly in any way.
What are you going to do, Molly?
Wait.
Yeah. Do you know what? I got locked out of so many hotel rooms in pants. Actually, my front door of my old house, remember, shot on me once, and I was just in my pants as well, just taking the rubbish out. And shot. Anyway, none of this is helping you right now. Molly, does this help? Listen.
Oh!
You alright?
No, made it worse.
Has it made it worse?
Thanks.
Sorry about that, but I'll tell you what, why didn't... Just hang on the line.
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe your, like, your mum or your brother or somebody would have heard this and they'll be rushing straight back to the house now.
Yeah,
Or maybe you could have just called them. Radio 1 Podcast. Loads of people do that. It's not that weird to call other people other names. My housemate, male, and I call each other Alan all the time. Natalie in Shropshire. Why? Because that's not your name. Gareth in Norwich. I call my friend Paula at work Steve for no reason. Why?
See, I'm not that strange, hooray!
I call all my male friends either Julie, Beryl or Wendy.
Well, Wendy's quite good.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Anyway, it's Susan with you on Radio 1. It's just...
Susan. On one.
One. Susan. Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1. Podcast. Just to remind you, you don't want these people on your actual phone. Imagine it. There you are. Oh, there goes my phone. I'll just pick it up and see who it is. Imagine if this was your actual answer phone. Hello?
My name's Mike there.
Hello.
I just wondered if you wanted to put the kettle on and I could park my truck up outside your house and have a brew.
I love him.
Hello.
Oh no. Hello? Answer the phone, Laura.
Hello.
I say, please, sir, may I have some more? You know, that's what I'm saying to you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1's big weekend is coming. It's the 8th one, and it's going to be
bigger than ever. The location is Moat Park in Maidstone. It's going to be the 10th and 11th of May, Saturday and Sunday, 10th and 11th. If you've ever been to a big weekend before, you know that Radio 1 completely takes over the whole city or the whole town. So we're completely taking over Maidstone, and we will have some of the biggest acts in the UK, nay, the world. And there's going to be four stages for the first time. Listen to Radio 1 online. Listen to Radio 1 online? What the hell are you on about, Scott? Listen to Radio 1 and we'll tell you how to register for tickets nearer the time. Go to Radio 1 online for all the information. And very soon, we will tell you which enormous bands and artists will be playing. And there will be some. I can promise you that. And all the Radio 1 DJs. Now, Chris had the first band this morning with him, Scouting for Girls, who, of course, were discovered by this show. Check the back of the album. We did champion them first. And
I'm not on it. You're not. I made all those badges.
The show is. And they were on, weren't they, talking about you, you said?
Yeah, Roy basically said that he wrote She's So Lovely about me this morning.
Right. Okay, let's listen to this back, shall we?
What song are you going to do first, by the way?
She's So Lovely.
Okay, and She's So Lovely is about who?
It's about lots of people.
Because the story that I heard
yeah.
is it's about Michaela Strachan.
It's, we've got a song on our album, the secret track on our album, which obviously isn't that secret now, is called Michaela Strachan Broke My Heart When I Was 12.
Oh.
And so lots of people think that She's So Lovely, it's about four or five different...
Who?
I can't tell you.
Why?
It's a secret.
Are they famous people or are they real?
Some
normal?
Of them.
Can we guess?
Just in my mind.
Right, okay. At what point were you actually mentioned there? Remind me, because I didn't. Maybe we're. I don't know. I couldn't hear that.
Well, obviously, you've got to read between the lines a little bit because he doesn't mention me because it's private in his mind, but he says it's about four or five different people, i.e., me. Voila.
What do you mean? But you're one person.
Yeah, I'm one of those four or five. You know, obviously his girlfriend's in there as well, because, you know, she got
so
narky,
you really
didn't
think,
she?
You really think that that song is partly about you, honestly?
Yeah.
Did you listen to that? Did you listen to Chris Moyles this morning when Roy was talking and go, aha, that's me?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
You actually...
Yeah.
You've lost it. You've lost it, love.
I know it's about me.
Just because they did a version for you one time.
That's all you need.
I love the way she fills her clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful.
Guess what's coming next?
And Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies. Laura's lovely, well, Laura's lovely, well, Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies. She's pretty, she's witty. She's even got a lovely pair of eyes. She's the best thing on Scott's show.
Yep.
She really, really does deserve a pay rise.
She believes her own hype.
Laura's lovely. Well, Laura's lovely. Laura's lovely. I love her jubbly.
Yep. There's proof right.
Yeah, there we are. You're one of the five people. Well done, Laura.
Scott Mills.
In your head.
This is Radio 1.
In your mind.
Radio 1 podcast.
Podcast.
More on the name thing. Someone says, I've got three boys, Connor, Ben and Ewan. I call them all Dave. You can't call your children. You can't do that to your kids. That's weird.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm getting called all sorts of things on the text. Numpty, slow, idiot, thicko, stupid. Everyone's thinking he says, call me Sue. No, it's blatantly, call me Susan.
Thanks, call me Susan.
But why would you put that in so nonchalantly at the end of the call?
Thanks, call me Susan.
Surely you would kind of say at the start of the message, hi, it's me, I've been thinking for some time now, and I'd really like you from now on to call me Susan. You wouldn't just bug it in at the end of the call, would you?
Thanks, call me Susan.
Call me Susan. Why do you call me Susan, by the way? I've never actually asked you this, I'm asking you on air now. Is it some kind of private joke that you have with somebody?
No, it's just clearly a great name, isn't it?
It is. Susan is a brilliant name.
Yeah.
But why do you, like, send me texts at weekends going, hi, Susan, it's Laura?
I think it suits
Why do you do that?
You.
What?
I think it suits you.
Right. But yeah. Is there any reason you're not telling me? Is there some in-joke that I'm not getting? Because I'm getting
I'm
a bit paranoid
a bit
about the Susan.
Don't
right.
get paranoid.
Okay.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.